Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you to our July 10th Board of Supervisors meeting. If you would you please stand while we have the Pledge of Allegiance and remain standing while we have the invocation by Chaplain Lloyd F. Jackson, Jr.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray, please. Almighty and eternal God, in recent days, we celebrated the birth of our nation. Our celebration reminded us of freedom and freedoms. And tonight we have gathered in the expression of the freedom to assemble, to debate, to share the results of free elections, to engage in free speech, and for such we are most grateful. Remind us in these moments, O God, as we exercise the privilege and responsibility of leadership, that our freedom requires from us a servant role, one which exhibits a concern and a compassion for all of our citizens. We are grateful that we live in a nation which has survived 231 years, and in so doing continues to confound other nations and leaders. We know, O God, that we are still an experiment in progress, and that with our successes we also have our failures. Help us never to take freedom for granted, nor to demand it for ourselves, while denying it to others. Creator God, enable us to fulfill our personal and corporate responsibilities to maintain freedom for all. Continue to remind us that freedom is never free, but that it always comes with a price. Grant to us the courage and the wisdom to pay the price when required to do so. O God, bless those who lead and serve. Bless the citizens of our county as we each strive for the benefit of all. Bless those who serve and protect us here and throughout the world. Bless their families with words of encouragement and hope. Bless all who endeavor to make our county and our world a better place to live. Amen.
Thank you very much, sir.
Manager, the first item of business.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, a request is made for approval of the minutes. These are minutes of the June 26, 2007 regular meeting. Motion would be in order.
Okay. Move for approval.
Say aye.
Motion by Mr. Glover, second by Mr. Cackley. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay. Okay. For the same reason as stated last week, I have been informed by the clerk that, and I will say this for the constituent who challenged me to have the information in the minutes, that the next time I have 20-some questions to ask, that if I give that information to the clerk of court at the beginning of the meeting or during the meeting, it will be in the minutes. Thank you.
Mr. Lawrence, would you do a roll call, please?
Aye.
Mr. Backlund?
Aye.
Nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, just for the record, you know, I wonder if that Ms. O'Bannon, is that a vote of protest, or are you actually contesting something that's in the printed minutes?
At the last meeting, I did ask several questions specifically to get them into the minutes, and they were not there. Yes, sir. To have them recorded in the minutes, and they are not recorded in the minutes.
What were your questions?
But as far as any recorded vote is concerned, there's no contest about that.
There were specific questions.
I'm asking about the recorded votes. You don't have any problem with those?
No.
Okay.
All right. Moving on. Mr. Manager, you have any comments this evening?
I have no comments this evening, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Board of Supervisors, members have any comments?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, is Jerry McKenna here tonight? There, Jerry. Well, for those of you who didn't get to the grand opening or the ribbon cutting of the Twin Hickory Area Library Sunday, you missed a very special event. It was very successful. There were approximately 3,500 people that came out to see our new area library in Twin Hickory. And it's going to be a great addition to our library system in the county. And Jerry, I want to congratulate you and your staff and Paul Proto and the manager and everybody who had anything to do with that library successful opening on Sunday. I think on Monday they had another record crowd of 1,700 people turned out at the new library, and we've got a lot of new members and a lot of new materials out circulating because of our new library. So if you haven't had a chance to visit there, I think you'll enjoy the opportunity, and there's a great many materials there that you could like to have your hands on too. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cackett. Great dinner.
Well, yeah.
Any other comments from any board members? We do have some Boy Scouts in the audience this evening that we always like to recognize. So I think we have three. So if you would like to stand and tell us your name and what troop and what badge you might be working on. We'll start with you. All right. Okay. Some others? Very good. Okay. Thank you for being here. We really enjoy you being here. Thank you. Okay. At this time, I'd like to recognize the news media that's covering our meeting this evening. From the Richmond Times-Dispatch, we have Will Jones. And also from the Henrico Citizen, Tom Lapis. Thank you both for being here and covering our meeting. Hey, Mr. Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. The first item on your agenda this evening is a request for consideration of a resignation. The item is 228-07, being a resolution for the resignation of a member from the Local Emergency Planning Committee. This paper accepts the resignation of William A. Gray from the Local Emergency Planning Committee as a community representative from the Three Chop District. The motion would be in order.
Move the resolution.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Cackett, second by Mrs. O'Bannon. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
And if I may, Mr. Gray was a very important member of the commission. He was a chairman for a while and did a really good job.
Thank you. Mr. Manager, will we go into our public hearings?
We do, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Going into your public hearings for rezoning cases and provisional use permits, there are three items which are being considered for deferral at this point. The first two items are the first two items on your agenda. 167-07 being C, 59C-06 in the Three Chop District. This is Town Center West. It is a request to conditionally rezone from B2C, Business District Conditional, to R6C, General Residence District Conditional, approximately 9.4 acres, located on the north line of West Broad Street and approximately 540 feet east of North Gayton Road. In addition, there is a companion case, 168-07, which is P-19-06. This is Town Center West. It is request for a provisional use permit under Chapter 24 of the County Code to prevent retail and office uses within the proposed multifamily development. The Planning Commission voted to recommend both of these items to you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. A request is being made to defer these items until August 14th.
Mr. Chairman, would you see if anybody is in opposition?
It's a public hearing. Is anyone in opposition to the deferral of these two cases?
Ms. Silver, this is at the request of the applicant, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Seeing nobody in opposition, Mr. Chairman, I move that zoning case C-59C-06 be deferred until our August 14th meeting.
Okay. Motion by Mr. Cackett, second by Mrs. O'Bannon. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So granted.
Another item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, noted on your agenda as 232-07 being P-
We need to vote on both. We need to act on the next.
I'm sorry. I thought we just. I'm sorry. No. Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
Did we vote on both of them?
No, we voted on one.
We only voted on one.
We voted on the first one. You do have to vote on the individual. Motion would be in order on the provisional use permit.
All right. Is anybody in opposition to that?
Anyone in opposition to the deferral of the use permit?
See no opposition, Mr. Chairman. Move that the provisional use permit, P-1906, be deferred until August 14th this year.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Cackney, second by Mrs. O'Bannon. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, being considered for deferral this evening is noted as 232-07, being P-6-06 in the Verona District. This is Ann Leonard Harris. It is a request for a provisional use permit under Chapter 24 of the County Code in an order to operate a bed and breakfast inn located at the terminus of Equestrian Way in the Paddock Subdivision. Planning Commission had voted to recommend the Board of Supervisors deny this request, and the request is made to defer this item until January 22nd in the year 2008.
Okay. Public hearing. Anyone in the audience in opposition to the deferral of this case? Okay, go ahead. Yes, sir, Virginia.
Yes, sir. I'm Hans Lamar. I'm representing the Paddock
Neighborhood. Beg your pardon? Your name?
It's Hans Lamar, H-A-N-S. L-O-H-M-A-R, representing the Paddock's neighborhood that surrounds the property in question. We don't stand in opposition to the deferral itself. However, we do have a couple of questions regarding the process of scheduling of the deferred date. I'd like to present to the board that, as listed here, the original hearing demonstrated that it could not be recommended for approval. Rather, it was recommended for deny. We're not here to contest that. What we are interested in learning is, since this began in the calendar year of 2006, the first application and first hearing in 2006, it's now 2007, and we're now looking to defer to get a third calendar year of 2008. Can we actually expedite that so that we get this moving along a little bit faster? We'd like to see if that is possible,
okay,
or if this is the definitive date.
The chairman, members of the board, will verify with Mr. Silver, but I believe this was the date of request from the applicant.
Okay. Can we negotiate that date? Is that something that we can discuss?
We can ask the applicant if... Ms. Harris?
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I asked to defer because I had been on vacation for the last 2 weeks and did not have time to schedule the people that were going to work in support of my request. And I would be willing to move it forward to November, December. It'll give me enough time to get the people that I have someone coming in from out of town to work with me on this.
Yeah, I think it would be good if we could keep it in this same calendar year. What do you have, Mr. Manager?
The date, Mr. Chairman, would be November 13th or December 11th.
Would that be satisfactory?
Either of those dates would be.
Okay. We can do this. Okay. All right. We can do that.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Anyone else wanted to speak? Was that satisfactory with...
What date is your period?
November 13th, I think. Is what
That's correct, sir.
13th. Okay. All right, I think a motion would be in order for deferral.
Okay. Seeing no other questions, Mr. Chairman, I'd move that case C-27-07 be deferred until November 13th, 07.
All right, we have a motion by Mr. Cackney.
Second.
Second by Mr. Thornton. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Now, was that the right number? Did you say C-27-C?
C-27-C.
P-606.
That's right.
What
is it?
P-606.
Oh, excuse me.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, going back to the beginning of your agenda now, the first item for consideration this evening is 229-07, being C-27-C-07 in the Verona District. This is WWLP Development. It is a request to conditionally rezone from A1 Agricultural District to R2AC, One Family Residence District Conditional, approximately 3.7 acres, located on the north line of Midview Road and approximately 160 feet west of North Midview Road. Planning Commission voted to recommend the Board of Supervisors grant this request. Mr. Silver.
Yes, sir. Mr. Manager, members of the board, this request seeks to rezone 3.7 acres to R2AC to permit a single-family subdivision containing a total of 7 lots. 6 new lots would be created, and 1 existing home would remain as a part of this subdivision. The land use plan recommends suburban residential 1, which recommends a density of 1 to 2.4 units per acre. This request complies with that designation as applicants proposing in this case a density of 1.9 units per acre. The applicant has submitted an unproffered conceptual plan showing the proposed layout of this subdivision. There are no opportunities to connect to any of the adjacent properties, therefore the design options are limited. As you can see, 2 of the lots will have their sole access from Midview Road, and the 5 remaining lots can access the proposed cul-de-sac. The proffers reflect those that were accepted on the adjacent subdivision, Midview Farms, very similar to those proffer conditions. Therefore, the same quality standards of development can be expected with this subdivision. We provide you with a copy of revised proffer conditions. There are additions to 2 of the proffer conditions on page 3. Proffer 20 deals with the entrance feature for the subdivision, and it clarifies that the entrance feature would only be provided if the cul-de-sac is constructed. It is possible for them to subdivide this property without the cul-de-sac by running long lots deep into the property. If that's the case, they would not be required to do an entrance feature. And proffer number 22 added language which notes that any lot adjacent to a cul-de-sac within the subdivision shall have access from that cul-de-sac. This clarifies that for lots 1 and 6, they will not be allowed to have access onto Midview Road. So that clarifies access from lots 1 and 6. The proposed development is consistent with the 2010 land use plan, and it continues a similar level of development as exists in the area. For these reasons, staff recommends approval of this request, and the Planning Commission, in their consideration of this on June 14th, also recommended approval. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions, Mr. Silver? Okay. So, public hearings. Anyone in the audience in opposition to this case? Okay. Sir, would you like to...
Yes, sir. My name is Robert Arvizu, A-R-V-I-Z-U. I reside at 6520 North Midview Road, immediately adjacent to the eastern boundary of the property is the parcel in question. My prime concern is that is a significant change of character to the property. I'm concerned about potential damage to the water table. I'm on a water well. And... also, there is an existing large stand of existing pecan and evergreen trees along the border of my property in this parcel. And with a proposed, it appears that with a proposed development, at least some of that will be gone, and that will significantly change the character of my property. It serves as a, especially this time of year, a great source of shade for the backyard of my property, and I have 2 young dogs. I'm single, so I don't have children to be concerned about. I'm not opposed precisely to the rezoning as such, but I feel that the density is too great a change from the current density. It seems that four lots would be more appropriate for that piece of property.
Mm-hmm. Does your property face Midview Road?
I face North Midview Road. The back of my property abuts on this parcel.
Okay. And it
looks like you have a house behind you also. Or was that just a vacant lot in front?
It seems like it's 2 lots there.
Is this your property right here?
Yes, that's my property.
So what is that parcel right there in front? It looks like that's a parcel, too.
That's that was a vacant lot until approximately a year ago, and there's a single-family residence right there on the corner.
On the corner.
Your concern there is the trees?
Yes, sir, and the possible, I don't know, the possible contamination of the water table. I'm on a water well.
Mm-hmm. You're on a deep well or a shallow well?
Huh? Shallow well, sir.
Shallow well. Okay. Oh, okay.
And yeah, the red roofed
mm-hmm.
building is my property.
As the developer, have you met with the developer and talked?
No,
any possibility of saving those trees?
I would really like to do that. I've not, as of yet, had the opportunity. I'm sorry, I'm new to this process, so I don't really know how to proceed.
Okay. Is the applicant here? Mm-hmm. Okay. Could you maybe address about the trees?
Members of the board, I'm Spud Mesher, representing the developer. We have talked to the gentleman that lives next door. I haven't, I didn't catch your name. Mr. Arbison, we don't have any intention of cutting down the trees, you know, along the property line. And, you know, had we known this prior to the meeting, we could have proffered it. I'm not sure how we can do this other than to say that we won't cut the trees. Now, somebody buys a house or buys a lot, could down the road. I don't know why, you know, anybody would, because we intend to leave it pretty much like it is, other than to build the new homes. And whether we build four or six will depend on the builder and, you know, whether they want, you know, larger lots all fronting on Midview or they want the two extra ones by building the cul-de-sac.
Okay. Would that suffice your issue with the trees, if he... Is anyone from staff to maybe address the well issue, that what dangers we've seen in the past with development? Or you got a lot of development around you right now currently, but
we will be bringing water up Midview Road to serve all of these lots. And now, you know, around the curve, and there's water, you know, there in Verona Station. So I'm really surprised that this house isn't on county water, but I think it's probably available to it. But we're not going to do anything in the ground. There won't be any wells or septic tanks, you know, constructed. So we're not doing anything in the groundwater.
Okay. You're only going down as deep as the foundation?
Right. That's correct.
Okay. Does that give you any comfort, sir? Or okay. Thank you. Any other questions, board members?
Take a motion to come to be in order. All right, Mr. Chairman, if you're comfortable with that, then I move that case C-27-CL7 be approved following recommendations of the Planning Commission.
All right. Motion by Mr. Cackley.
Second.
Second by Mr. Glover. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next case.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the next item, 230-07, being P-7-07 in the Brooklyn District. This is Brian Zacharyson. It's a request for a provisional use permit under Chapter 24 of the County Code in order to extend hours of operation beginning at 5 a.m. for Gold's Gym and Shops at Willow Lawn, which is located on the south line of West Broad Street and approximately 460 feet east of Willow Lawn Drive. The Planning Commission voted to recommend the Board of Supervisors grant this request. Mr. Silver.
Yes, sir. This request is to allow extended hours of operation for Gold's Gym at Willow Lawn. As currently zoned, the B2 zoning allows businesses to operate by right from 6 a.m. until 12 midnight. Gold's Gym, in this case, wants to open 1 hour earlier. Instead of opening at 6 a.m., they would prefer to open at 5 a.m. This is in response to customers' interest in attending this facility earlier in the morning due to their availability. The 2010 land use plan recommends commercial concentration, and there are no residential properties nearby. the request would only apply to the 34,000 square foot lease area that's shown on this slide and the associated parking. This request is consistent with the land use plan and would allow an appropriate extension of the business activity in this commercial area and within this enterprise zone area. Staff recommends approval of this request with the six conditions that are found in your staff report. The Planning Commission, in their consideration of this request, also recommends approval. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions of board members?
Mr. Silver, you say it only pertains to the 3,400 square feet?
Yes, sir.
Does it only pertain to the type of business we're talking about?
Yes.
In other words, if the Gold Gym were to close and someone else came in there, it would not apply, is that correct?
It would not apply. They could, the new owner, new operator could ask for a transfer of the provisional use permit,
okay,
but it would not apply the new one without that request.
Transfer permit come back to the board or?
It's done administratively.
Pardon me?
Administratively.
Done administratively?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I don't see any problem. Willa Lawn has really made tremendous strides to come back, and I think Gold Gym is going to fight a part of that. So would you find out, Mr. Chairman, if there's any opposition to this request by Gold Gym?
It's a public hearing. Anyone in the audience wishes to speak to this case? All right.
Hearing none, I recommend we follow the recommendation of the Planning Commission grants case.
Second. Motion by Mr. Glover, second by Mr. Cackley. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Item 231-07 being C-24-07 in the Verona District. This is Rocky A. Ball. It is a request to rezone from R2A, One Family Residence District, and C1, Conservation District, to R2A, One Family Residence District, approximately 4.4 acres, located on the west line of Elko Road and approximately 652 feet south of Portuguese Road. Planning Commission voted to recommend the Board of Supervisors grant this request.
Yes, sir. This request seeks to rezone 4.4 acres from C1 to R2A. The zoning is to clarify and properly locate the C1 zoning based on more accurate floodplain information. The 2010 land use plan recommends rural residential and environmental protection. The proposed zoning is in general conformance with the plan recommendation. Staff believes this request is reasonable and, in fact, necessary to better align the zoning with the environmental conditions that exist on the site. For these reasons, we are recommending approval of this request, and the Planning Commission also recommends approval. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions, Mr. Silver? Sounds like a reasonable request. Anyone in the audience wishes to speak to this case? All right, seeing none, motion be in order.
All right. Mr. Chairman, I move that we follow recommendations of Planning Commission grant this zoning for C24-07.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Cackley, second by Mr. Thornton. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Case granted.
The next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, P-6-06 has been deferred until November 13th. Moving to the next item on your agenda, 233-07 being C-26C-07 in the Verona District. This is B&B Properties. It is a request to amend property conditions accepted with previous rezoning case C-43C-92, located on the south line of East Williamsburg Road, approximately 1,000 feet east of its intersection with Charles City Road and Brittle's Lane. Planning Commission voted to recommend the Board of Supervisors grant this request. Mr. Emerson.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. C-26-07 is a request to amend proffers approved with the original rezoning case, C-43-C-92, to both remedy a buffer-related zoning enforcement action and accommodate a proposed expansion of the Crane Masters operations. The 9.6-acre site is zoned MTC, with proffered use restrictions limit activities to B3 uses and specific M2 use is integral to the company's heavy equipment storage and maintenance operation. The 2010 land use plan recommends commercial concentration for the site, and the site is also located in the county's enterprise zone. We do have a conceptual plan of the property. As shown on the site plan, the applicant wishes to construct an additional office and maintenance building and install an equipment fueling area. So if we can bring that up a little bit better. C-26-07 C-26C proposes three proffer amendments and one new proffer. To permit the proposed fueling facility, the applicant is requesting to amend proffer number 2C to allow 30,000 gallons of above-ground inflammable fuel storage as opposed to the 10,000 gallons of underground storage currently allowed. Code would require the new fuel storage tank to be a minimum of 600 feet from any residential district. The applicant has provided us with a map demonstrating that they do meet that requirement. In response to being cited for encroachment on portions of the proffered 30-foot natural buffer, the applicant is requesting to amend proffer number 4. The change proposes reducing several sections of the 30-foot buffer to a minimum of 16 feet in width, planted to a transitional buffer 25 standard or equivalent, as illustrated on the landscaping diagram, which we also have. And that has been filed with a recent POD filing that is currently on hold pending these changes. In conjunction with the buffer amendment, a proposed change to proffer number 3 would increase the required minimum fence height around the property from 6 feet to 8 feet. C-26C also proposes adding one new proffer related to signage. Proffer number 11 would commit to any freestanding sign being of above or being of ground-mounted monument style no greater than 54 square feet in area and a maximum height of 6 feet. These collective requests would allow a reasonable expansion of services on the Cranemaster site, which would be in keeping with the goals of the Enterprise Zone to encourage investment in the area. The location of the fueling station is not anticipated to have adverse effects on surrounding uses, and a buffer width reduction in the locations described may be acceptable with the additional landscaping, fencing, and the adjacent commercial uses. For these reasons, staff supports this request. The Planning Commission recommended approval of this request at its June 14th meeting. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to try to answer them.
Any questions, Mr. Emerson?
Yeah, you were only amending existing proffers. There's no new proffer.
There's one new proffer regarding the signage. The rest are amendments.
2, 3, and 4 are?
Yes, sir.
Are amended?
Yes, sir.
And the new one is?
Proffer number 11 on the freestanding signage. Okay.
Any other questions? Public hearing. Anyone in the audience in opposition to this case who wishes to speak to it? Seeing none, a motion be in order.
All right. Seeing no opposition, Mr. Chairman, I move we follow the recommendations of the Planning Commission for case C-26-07 and grant the amended proffer changes with the new proffer number 11.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Cackney. Second by Mr. Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Case granted.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, 234-07, being P-16-06 in the Three Chop District. This is Basilios E. Symbols. It is a request for a provisional use permit under Chapter 24 of the County Code in order to construct an outdoor dining area for a proposed restaurant located on the east line of Skipworth Road and approximately 350 feet south of West Broad Street. The Planning Commission voted to recommend the Board of Supervisors grant this request. Mr. Emerson?
Thank you, Mr. Manager. P-1606 proposes an outdoor dining area, 200 square feet in size, for a proposed restaurant located on Skipworth Road, adjacent to another parcel owned by the applicant and used as a hair salon. The subject property is zoned B2C business conditional and was rezoned to its current designation by case C-43C-06. The predominant zoning in the area is business, with some office zoning to the west. Go back to the zoning slide for a second. The proposed outdoor dining area would not be expected to have an adverse impact on any adjacent properties. On the conceptual, you'll see the outdoor dining located right here. This will be the Shoney's that fronts on Broad Street. Development of the property for restaurants with outdoor dining would continue the predominant office service and neighborhood commercial land uses in the vicinity, and properly designed would have minimal impact on adjacent properties. Staff recommends approval of this request with the 10 conditions as set forth in the staff report. The Planning Commission recommended approval of the provisional use permit at the 14th meeting, subject to the recommended conditions. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to try to answer them.
Any questions, Mr. Emerson?
It's pretty standard with our outdoor dining.
Yes, sir, it is. It's very straightforward, and the applicant has provided all the information that we've requested.
No further questions.
Any other questions? Public hearing. Anyone in the audience wishes to speak to this case?
I see no opposition, Mr. Chairman. I move that we follow recommendations of the Planning Commission and grant the provisional use permit P-1606 with the conditions as listed.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Cackney, second by Mr. Thornton. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Item 235-07 being C-31C-07 in the Tree Chop District. This is HCA Health Services of Virginia. It's a request to conditionally rezone from R6 General Residence District to O3C Office District Conditional, approximately 4.4 acres, located on the Henrico Doctors Hospital campus and approximately 575 feet south of Forest Avenue and 800 feet west of Skipworth Road. Planning Commission voted to recommend the Board of Supervisors grant this request. Mr. Emerson.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. C-31-C-07 proposes to rezone 4.41 acres from R6 General Residence District to O3C Office District Conditional to permit future expansion of the Henrico Doctors Hospital Forest Avenue campus. The site is currently used as a surface parking lot and is adjacent to the Tree Chop Elementary School site. The 2010 land use plan recommends semi-public land uses for the parcel, and the proposed hospital use is consistent with this designation. In an effort to mitigate potential impacts, the applicant has provided a proper statement regulating uses, parking lot lighting, architecture, landscaping, and building materials. Staff recommends approval of the request. The Planning Commission recommended approval of this application at its June 14th meeting. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to try to answer them.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
On this one particular, could leave it where it was, Joe.
Zoning slide.
On the that section of R6 around the proposed zoning change there, right? Is that property of the hospital as well?
That property actually belongs to the school.
So, okay, so that'll remain as a zoning R6.
Yes, sir.
All right. I think the rest of it's pretty straightforward.
All right. Any other questions? Public hearing. Anyone in the audience wishes to speak to this case?
All right. Seeing no opposition, Mr. Chairman, again, move we follow recommendations of the Planning Commission and grant the zoning request for C-31-C-07.
All right. Motion by Mr. Cackley.
Second.
Second by Mr. Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, I need to abstain just to be sure there's no possible conflict.
Okay. Mr. Lawrence, you make note of that, sir?
That's, of course, with HCA and Henrico Doctors Hospital.
Thank you.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, 236-07, being C-33C-07 in the Tuckahoe District. This is Ann Michelle White. It is a request to amend proffered conditions accepted with previous zoning case C-68C-90, located on the western terminus of Kingsthorpe Terrace in the West Ham Manor subdivision. The Planning Commission voted to recommend the Board of Supervisors grant this request. Mr. Emerson.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. C-33C-07 proposes to amend proffer number 9, accepted with rezoning case C-68C-90. This proffer requires a 50-foot setback to the adjacent residential dwelling to the north. The applicant wishes to enclose an existing deck. The proposed setback of approximately 41 feet would not meet the required setback proffered, but would meet the R3 zoning district setback requirement of 40 feet. Enlarge this a little bit so you can see it. Because the proposed enclosed deck would meet the R3 district setback requirements, and since no objection has been noted from nearby residents, staff believes this request is reasonable and recommends approval. The Planning Commission recommended approval of this request at their June 14 meeting. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to try to answer them.
All right. Any questions, Mr. Emerson?
And you did get a letter from the adjacent property owner?
Yes, ma'am. We have a letter in the file from the Krista Duos, indicating they do not have a problem with this request.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Chairman, will you see if there's anyone here objecting to this?
Anyone in the audience wishes to speak to this case or any opposition?
Seeing no one, I move that we accept the following recommendation of the Planning Commission and approve case C33C07.
Second.
Motion by Mrs. O'Bannon, second by Mr. Thornton. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, that completes your rezoning cases and consideration of provisional use permits. Still under your public hearing agenda, the next item is 237-07. This is a resolution authorizing the county manager to submit the Henrico 2007-2008 annual consolidated plan, including the 07-08 CDBG program 18 plan, program year 18 plan, and the 2007-08 home program year 11 plan, to execute the CDBG agreement for program year 18 and the home agreement for program year 11, and to execute contracts to implement the CDBG and home program activities.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, approval of this resolution would authorize the county manager to submit to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development the Community Development Block Grant and Home Program funds for the fiscal year beginning October 1st of 2007. The first item I'd like to just mention is that HUD has reduced the allocation this year by approximately 1%, and this follows last year's 9% reduction. And there's been a continuing steady trend of reducing this budget over the years. We received 17 requests, and we recommended funding for 14 of those requests. First line item on the screen is the CDBG allocation from HUD. It's approximately $1.5 million. The home allocation from HUD was approximately $822,000. The American Dream allocation was roughly $23,000. That's very similar to the home program, and we sort of lumped those together. We brought some funds forward from prior years, CDBG of $112,000. $100,000 of that was a repayment of $100,000 from Circle Center Adult Daycare. They gave us those funds back because they were dedicated to a particular site, and they have switched sites, and as I'll explain later, it would be reallocated back to them. The funds forward for the home program is predominantly funds that were not expended from Partnership for Down Payment Assistance. That was approximately $160,000 of that, and those were for down payment assistance, but we're reprogramming those. As far as the recommended uses for the funding, the CDBG and home administration, this provides continuing funding for the administration of the programs, $228,000 of CDBG, $20,000 of home. The commercial assistance program, $134,000, and that is for the administration of the enterprise zone program. St. Joseph's Villa, approximately $128,000. That provides funding for renovation of a gymnasium that's used by the shelter, occupants of the shelter, the school daycare programs, and also by the Hollybrook residents. Elder homes emergency repairs, $150,000, and these are emergency repairs up to $7,500 for low income. Elder homes wheelchair ramps, this is $25,000. This provides funding for materials, and then volunteers would be used to actually install the ramps. Elder homes rehabilitation, $169,000, and of CDBG, approximately $145,000 of home funds, and this provides up to $30,000 per home. This is for homes that are owned by elderly and or disabled. Circle Center Adult Care I mentioned previously. This is $100,000 they paid back. This is just reallocating it back to a new site. Elder Homes Single Family, this provides $150,000 of home funds, and this could be used for acquisition and renovation or newly constructed for sale housing houses for low-income families that would obviously have to meet the income eligibility criteria. And that as part of the HUD home program, HUD actually requires this component of the program. The Connect program, $156,000. This continues funding. This is program operated by Mental Health and Mental Retardation. Program provides after-school services for up to 260 children. And these are residents of subsidized housing. Habitat for Humanity, the funding of $105,000 of home funds, and this continues funding acquisition and related site costs for the development of homes for sale for low-income families. Home Inc., Home Ownership, this is a down payment assistance program, $22,000 of CDBG, $106,000 of home funds, and this provides down payment assistance to low-income individuals to purchase homes in Henrico County. Southside Community Development, this is a similar program or identical program, just using another provider to get the service out. And that's $30,000 of CDBG, $150,000 of home. This Virginia Supportive Housing, the Home by Five program, this is another down payment and closing cost and principal write-down program. This provides to eligible families that have been homeless and are participating in transitional housing, or and they have to have at least one child, where they're at risk of being homeless. This provides down payment assistance to get into a home. The last item is Golden Road Drainage Project. This is $475,000 of CDBG funds, and this provides drainage improvements in this income-eligible area. And just a reminder, this is a public hearing, and if there's any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them.
I have one question. Can you go back to the first? The next one. Yeah, the Elder Homes Wheelchair Ramps. Didn't we have an organization a year or so ago that we funded that did similar things? Maybe wheelchair ramps and maybe some other things, winding the doors of homes. Did they not apply this year?
I'm not familiar with that. Let me see if John Young, do you remember?
It seems like I remember it might have been 2 years ago. I don't know what happened to them.
No, sir. We've never funded a wheelchair ramp program. We had an application for that. We encouraged them to work through our community maintenance program
okay. In
elder homes.
All right. Do we know whether there's a waiting list for these wheelchair ramps? The reason I'm asking, I know at church where I got a church, have done that for several of the people that are members of our church. They couldn't get funding from other places, so I was just curious, do we know what kind of...
I think there is a great need for it, and I know Lynn Boyer-Haynes is here for Elder Homes. I think there is a great need and a waiting list. What we're trying to do is leverage this little bit of money and use volunteer labor so that this is going for the materials. A lot of times we have volunteers that are ready and willing to do the work, but when it comes to getting the materials, it can be quite costly.
Usually salt treated lumber and it's pretty expensive. Okay. Any other questions, board members? All right.
Thank you.
This is a public hearing. Anyone wishes to speak? I think we have someone that has signed up already.
We do, I believe. I may be incorrect, but it looks like Tabitha Johnson.
Okay.
Did I kill that altogether, Ms. Johnson?
Just a little.
Okay.
Good evening. My name is Salathea Johnson, and I am representing Virginia Supportive Housing. And on behalf of our agency, we would just like to say thank you for your continued investment in the Home by Five program. Because of the funds that you have approved for us to help at-risk families who are coming from shelters and transitional housing programs or who are at risk of becoming homeless, because of the funds that you continue to provide, we are able to help them over a five-year period of time rebuild their credit and work towards purchasing their first home. Without a program like Home by Five, there are families in our community who would not otherwise have an opportunity to become first-time homeowners. So we'd just like to say thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Anyone else wish to speak? Come on, ma'am.
Good evening. My name is Lynn Boyer-Haynes. I'm CEO of Elder Homes Corporation, and we are here to say thank you also. We're delighted that you have expanded the amount of dollars that you are providing for our low-income elderly and disabled clients. We do have long waiting lists. We have 116 households on our minor home repair waiting list, which is the emergency list. Excuse me, that's the moderate repair list, and we have 105 on our emergency home repair list. On our volunteer waiting list, we have requests for 100 wheelchair ramps. They are not all in Henrico County. I can get you that number, but right now I can't tell you how many are just Henrico County. But we certainly, there is a big demand out there, and we are very fortunate that we have volunteers who come in every Tuesday and build a wheelchair ramp and go out on Thursday and install it. Besides that, we also have a number of volunteer groups who come in and also do minor home repairs. And last year we did 10 in Henrico County. So we do have a great demand, and we're very thankful that you have provided the additional funding for these programs. I'd also like to thank the staff. We work very closely with Mark and John and Jolene and Scott, and we couldn't do the work without their support. So I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Ms. Haynes, I received a letter from you, I think, from Elder Homes.
Right.
And I just wanted, on behalf of the citizens that I represent for the Fairfield District, you gave me a breakdown of the services that you have rendered to them. At one time, I had a question about Elder Homes. I no longer have the questions about that. And I want to just say thank you and the staff and those persons who have met those timelines and who have met the milestones for the citizens who are in need of some of these services. So I thank you very much on behalf of those items, the rehab jobs done in the Fairfield District. Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome. All right.
Any other comments? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Good evening. My name is George Marchenko, 10828 Old Prescott Road in Tuckahoe District. Good evening, Mr. Chairman, Board, Mr. Manager. I understand that immediately preceding this meeting, there was a meeting convened where the Board had planned to discuss the issue of broadcasting or recording supervisory meetings, and I was interested in whether there were any updates or feedback that could be provided at this time concerning that meeting.
Okay. Ms. Berger, can you answer that?
Well, it's not in this particular item. It's a public hearing, Mr. Marchenko. Yes, the Board did discuss it in work session. It did come to a consensus that we will begin taping the meetings. That will not be considered as the official record. We will still continue with summary minutes, but we will be taping the meetings gavel to gavel to be available in CD probably at the next meeting, sir.
Appreciate the answer.
All right. Anyone else wishes to speak? Public hearing. Okay. Dana? We shall move on.
Oh, we have to adopt it, I'm sorry.
This is to authorize the county manager to submit the CDBG plan and to execute it, correct?
Yes, ma'am, in accordance with the presentation that's been made to you this evening.
Move the resolution.
Second.
Motion by Ms. O'Bannon, second by Mr. Thornton. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, 238-07, still under your public hearing agenda. This is an ordinance for vacation of right-of-way in Highland Springs, Section 11, Verona District. Mr. Steve Price. Steve?
Thank you. This approval of this ordinance will vacate a portion of South Street between blocks E and F on application of D&Cole, Inc., and it will allow for a new subdivision to be named Morrill Heights to be approved.
Right.
This area, South Street, Summer Street will remain open, and South Street will extend down this way.
Any questions, board members? Public hearing, anyone in the audience wishes to speak to this item? Seeing none, motion be in order.
Move the ordinance.
Motion by Mr. Thornton, second by Mr. Cackley. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Clerk, please note that Ms. O'Bannon is not in the room to vote. Next item, Mr. Chairman, public comments.
Okay. This is that public comment time that we set aside for anyone in the audience that wishes to speak to the board on anything that's not on the agenda tonight. So is there anyone in the audience to speak? You don't have to be signed up, but you can speak. Anyone wishes to speak? Okay, seeing none, we shall move on.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, moving to your general agenda for this evening, the first item, 239-07. This is a resolution authorizing the reimbursement from proceeds of bonds to be issued by Henrico County of expenditures on the cost of various public improvement projects to be made in advance of the issuance of such bonds. As you recall, I mentioned this earlier, a letter was sent to you, and Ms. Buescher is here to explain it. Ms. Buescher.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Manager, the voters of the county approved a bond referendum on March 8, 2005 that would allow the county to issue approximately $349.3 million in bonds for the financing of schools, libraries, fire stations, park facilities, and road projects. The 2007 series bonds we're referring to tonight that were authorized by this referendum will total approximately $30.8 million, $25.9 million for education projects, and $4.9 million for general government projects. Approval of this resolution would allow the county to make expenditures for the bond projects in advance of the issuance and receipt of the proceeds of this 2007 series bonds and to reimburse those expenditures from the proceeds once the bonds are sold. We will plan to issue the bonds to coincide with a favorable market condition, and we've had a lot of luck in our ability to wait for those conditions. In the letter, I had indicated to you what our low interest rates have been over the last few sales. This resolution is considered an official intent to reimburse ourselves as required by the IRS. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions, Ms. Buescher?
Has that full amount, $30.8 million, already been advanced before?
It's included in the capital budget in this budget year that we're in.
Well,
so those expenditures are available starting July 1.
Okay. Any other questions? Motion be in order.
Move the resolution.
Motion by Ms. O'Bannon.
Second.
Second by Mr. Thornton. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next item.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, 240-07. This is a resolution for authorization to accept $20,000 in federal grant funding from the Citizens Corps program and State Homeland Security program administered by the Commonwealth of Virginia through the Virginia Department of Emergency Management.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. This resolution will authorize the county to accept $20,000 in federal grant funding to be used in the CERT program that allow us to continue on with two basic CERT programs for the coming year, and additionally will allow us to potentially expand our CERT offerings to a teen CERT as well as an advanced CERT.
All right. Any questions?
What, do you have an idea of what exactly is going to happen? I mean, you're just going to expand the program and offer more classes? Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. We'll use the money to advertise a little bit. We've taught 387 citizens so far through our CERT program, so we'll try to expand those numbers in terms of the basic. In addition, we'll be looking out for some teen CERT training programs and some advanced CERT training programs.
Great. Move the resolution.
Motion by Ms. O'Bannon.
Aye.
Second by Mr. Cackley. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Item 241-07. This is a resolution for award of construction contract. This is for renovation of and repairs to the juvenile courts building entrance. Mr. Proto.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this resolution would award a contract to CHN Construction LLC in the amount of $105,000 for the demolition and replacement of existing entrance sidewalk steps and ramp at the front of the juvenile courts building. This is some work that needs to be accomplished in order to make those improvements at the facility, which have been in place since the construction of the juvenile courts building. You will note that there were six bids received, all of them very good. The low bid is below our estimate, and funding is available, and we do recommend approval. We would anticipate completion in October of 2007.
All right. Any questions, Mr. Proctor?
Is this just through deterioration of the existing materials?
Exactly, Mr. Cackley.
And
yes,
we did some work on the building, but not on the outside.
That's correct. You're referring to the addition that we've right. finished a couple of years ago, because we also since have added a temporary courtroom in the interior of the facility, but mm-hmm. this is the first time we worked on the entrance itself, the main entrance itself in front of the building.
Okay.
What happens if you don't do this?
Well, I would hope the board would approve it, because it is deteriorating and mm-hmm. does present some safety issues.
It does create a safety hazard, Ms. O'Bannon. I've been over there several times and concerned about this project.
We are making some aesthetic improvements as well, the same, just taking advantage of this opportunity to change the appearance a little bit, but the main reason to proceed with this project is because of deterioration.
Okay.
All right. Move the resolution, Mr. Chairman.
Motion by Mr. Cackley.
Second.
Second by Ms. O'Bannon. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Item 242-07. This is a resolution for the election to establish the retirement multiplier of 1.85% for all employees who are provided Section 138 coverage. Mr. Goffin.
Thank you, Mr. Hazel. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, based on a local option bill that was just passed by the General Assembly, this paper would increase the retirement benefit multiplier from 1.7% to 1.85% for VRS retirement calculations for LEOS covered employees. And that's just for those who retire on or after July 1st of this year. excuse me. LEOS covered employees include sworn police officers, animal protection officers, firefighters, and deputy sheriffs. This enhanced benefit would equate to an 8.82% benefit increase in retirement benefits for these personnel. In order for this increased benefit to occur, this board must pass a formal resolution, and the county manager must share that with Virginia Retirement System. The cost calculated for this particular benefit is approximately $1.2 million. And because the passage of this paper would help to keep our competitive posture with public safety employees, we recommend this paper to you.
Move resolution.
Yeah. Motion by Mr. Glover.
Second.
Second by Mr. Cackley. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. Item 243-07 is a resolution for signatory authority. This is award of a contract for the county water system interconnections to Warden Stanson. Mr. Petrine.
Yes, sir, Mr. Manager, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. This work would be for approximately 41 piping connections between the county public water system and the Aqua Virginia water system.
Yeah.
There would be two phases, the actual interconnection between the two systems, but the customers would not receive the county water until such time as phase two occurs, where we would flush each neighborhood system and then put in our meters and then connect the house to our water.
Okay.
And that is the phase one and phase two process.
Move resolution.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Glover, second by Ms. O'Bannon. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, is item 244-07. This is a resolution for signatory authority. It's award of contract for monumental floor garden sewer rehabilitation. Mr. Petrini?
Yes, sir. This is sewer rehab for a neighborhood that has high INI inflow and infiltration. To resolve part of the neighborhood this fiscal year, this bid would authorize approximately 4,000 feet of sewer line to be replaced and approximately 2,000 feet of sewer lateral to be either rehabilitated or replaced. This would be mainly along Peachtree Boulevard, Treboy, and Lee Avenue.
Move the resolution.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Glover, second by Mr. Cackney. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Item 245-07 is a resolution for signatory authority. This is an amendment to a contract for engineering design services for river road improvements from Roslyn Hills Drive to Ralston Road.
Move the resolution.
Second.
Motion by Mrs. O'Bannon, second by Mr. Thornton. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Item 246-07 is a resolution for the acceptance of road.
Yes, sir. This board paper would authorize or accept 1.37 miles of road into the county road system from three subdivisions.
That means we get another $8,500 plus.
Approximately per
lane. No, it's two lanes, right?
Pardon me?
Probably 16,000. Probably a two-lane road, huh?
It's per lane mile, 80.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Move the resolution.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Cackney, second by Ms. O'Bannon. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any other business?
No other items, Mr. Chairman.
Adjourned.